Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back one of my favorite guests, Jean Salch. She's an international healer and channel of the divine realm. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, she has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, actually causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. I'm going to give you her website in a minute, so please get your Jean performs healings and readings by phone or by video and is available for local services in Vermont. Any topic or health issue can be focused on. There's no limit to what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And what I had indicated as tonight's topic is not the case. We're going to talk about accepting people where they're at and letting go of judgment in so doing. And Jean's website is Jean, J-E-A-N, jeanofdivinehealing.com. Again, J-E-A-N of divinehealing.com. So let me welcome Jean. I trust you're there.
Hi, David, and everybody who's listening now and later. Good evening.
Hi, how are you, Jean?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm excited to be here, and because I'm always honored to be on your show. And I love you, David, so I'm always like being in your presence.
Oh, back at you, kid. Well, what's been going on in your life and with your business? Because Jean not only does healings and channeled readings, she is a mistress of many different enterprises, and I'm going to let her tell you about those.
Thank you, David. Yes, if anyone goes to my website and to check things out, I have channeled CDs for personal healing and expanding your vibrations. I have myths. I have channeled paintings. And I have three times blessed channeled divine heart-shaped soaps. And David has tried my soap, so he can personally tell you his experience. And I do have some testimonials. Yes, but what I would like to share, I mean, I also do workshops, but I do land and house clearings and blessings. But I would also like to just share something, because a long time ago when I began channeling the divine, I was told that if I allowed the 100% pure divine realms to channel through me, that together we would do miracles, right? And there's been lots of miracles over the years that people can see on my website. So I want to share this most recent miracle, and I am going to get a testimonial for this. I'm just not, they're going to give it to me, you know, as soon as they get a chance to write it up. But without giving you the details, I worked on a person who contacted me and said, "Half my face is paralyzed." do you think you can help me? And I said, yes. I set up 2 healings with this person. At the end of the second healing, within 24 hours, this person received a miracle. Half his fate. And he had gone to the emergency room. Because you can imagine, right? All of a sudden, it's like, what? Half my face is numb. Am I having a stroke? You know what I mean? That's the first place people go to, right?
Yeah.
Right. But he was not having a stroke. The hospital found no answers. And luckily, they didn't let them, you know, inject this person with anything as like, you know, let's experiment and see what this is. But in the meantime, they got a miracle.
And what happened?
Their face came back to normal.
Really? Wow.
Yes. During half the face being paralyzed, that eye on that side of the face was paralyzed open. So at the hospital, they gave them these special eye drops so that they could constantly keep their eye moist, right, since it was paralyzed open, right, to help until, you know, things got back to normal because the hospital really didn't have an answer. But anyway, the miracle point is that he got a miracle. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Jean also deals with emotional miracles, you know, not just physical stuff. Any kind of dis-ease within yourself she can help you with. She's helped me.
Oh, yes. Yes. Anyone I've worked with, some Native Redskins people in the past to help them heal from their times of like being forced from their families and in the Christian school era. I have helped men and women who have been either raped or molested. I have helped men and women who are afraid of their gifts, or maybe they want to open their gifts because they're ready to go to the next level. It doesn't always have to be something that's a negative. You know what I mean, David? I get lots of people that say, I'm ready to take my gifts to the next level. And I say, okay, well, let's see if there's anything interfering, you know, from your past experiences. And if there is, let's get them out of the way. And all right, let's open up some more of your gifts, okay? And we open them to the level that human being is ready to handle at that time. You know what I mean? Because if you just flip the light switch on, like from black to light, you know, we don't want them to go into a healing crisis.
We are
getting
quite a few callers.
But yeah, anything. That is beautiful, right?
Yeah, just wanted to let you know. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. So anyway, I had mentioned to David, you know, there's so much happening in the world, you know, and there's so much separation. And really, it would be helpful if we could all come to a place of self-acceptance, so that we could accept where each and every other person are with their beliefs, right? Because we all have our own special soul's mission and experiences, and we all feel things differently. I recently had a conversation with a young man, and we were talking about this subject, and I said, you know, it's like, I'm looking at the grass, and I see it's green. You're looking at the grass. You see that it's green. But how do we know, really, if we're seeing the exact shade of green, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody's got their own perspective on things, right?
Exactly. Right. And it's all based on how we were raised, right? What kind of schooling we had. what kind of social media that we're involved in, you know what I mean, from like early years and all the way up, right? Because we go through different phases as a child, as a teenager, a young adult, and a grown adult, right? And we start off unconditional, David, remember? I mean, I know you remember, but I mean, you know what I mean. When we're children, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter how long or short your hair is. Doesn't matter if you're bald or you have hair, right? Doesn't matter if you have one leg, one arm, or missing fingers. Children love each other and accept each other unconditionally.
Yes. Why do we stop doing that as adults, so many of us? You know, that's the question.
Well, I believe that it begins with, and I believe that part of it begins with religious programming, depending on what religion you come from, right? And I'm not knocking religion, I'm just saying, but it does, right? And then you go into school, okay? You go into kindergarten, it doesn't matter where you are, the first grade that you enter when you go to school in your country, you know, what are you taught? You're taught listen, be quiet, behave, raise your hand, right? You're taught believe what we're teaching you because this is the truth, right? We're taught you're a daydreamer when it's really somebody who's very creative and just needs a different way to learn. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then as time goes on, children judge each other because then they're teenagers, they want to be socially accepted, you know what I mean? And then it goes on into adulthood until you hopefully grow out of it.
Well, of course, we've got to go back to the beginning, too, because a lot of us are fed teachings of prejudice. It's all in the training. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And not being able to relate to people.
Right. When I grew up in a mixed neighborhood. Okay, there were white people, there were black-skinned people, there were Asian people, right? And we never thought of each other as different. We just thought each other as friends. You know, we played baseball or softball together. We rode dirt bikes together. We went to the playground together. You know what I mean? And then it's society that separates things. And then there's the dark side that wants to keep people separated and in disharmony. You know, I really believe that that separation began a long time ago, and I think now it's time to come back. And I think the only way to do that is if we self-accept ourselves. Accept that we've made mistakes in our lives. We've all made mistakes, even me, right? You have too, David, right? Right. And forgive ourselves, right? Because if we are judging another, if we are not accepting another person's beliefs, it doesn't mean we have to believe what they believe, but have the respect of accepting they have the free will right to believe what they want. Right?
Right.
I was talking to a friend today, and we were talking, and I said, do you remember when doing Hands Across America? And I think it was like 1983, 1984 in the United States, right? And she said, I was too little. And I was like, oh, my God, how much younger are you than me, right? And I think she said she was like 8 or 9 years younger, right?
Okay, whatever.
She was in junior high, okay, and I was in my young 20s. So anyway, I said, wouldn't it be great if we could do Hands Across the World? Now, just hear me out for a moment, okay? People are going to say, how can we do Hands Across the World? Well, if one person, let's say as an example, is on at the edge of their country, and then there's water, right? And their hand is extended, right? And we all know that intentions means everything, right? Especially when you're coming from the heart and the highest good, right? And then your other hand is holding on to another human being that is stretched across to the other side of their island, right? Excuse me. And then they're the last person there is at just before the water's edge. Their hand is extended over with the intention to cross the water. Do you get what I'm saying, David?
Yes, I do.
I know that might sound a little wacky, but when you stop and think about it, I believe it's possible that we could make it happen. I think that would be, if human beings around the world were open and willing to do something like this, what would they have to do? All they would have to do is stand in a certain spot and hold hands with everybody and shine love.
And
right?
A vibration that would create. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. David, did you do Hands Across America back then?
No, I didn't. No.
I did, right? And let me tell you, we all, you know, as everybody is lined up, right, and we're waiting because there's, you know, the countdown, right? And as soon as we got the green light to go, everybody hands, like to hold hands. And I got to tell you, David, it was so electrifying. Now, that was in the 80s, and that was before the first harmonic convergence, right? Because in 1987 was the first harmonic convergence where our hearts had the opportunities, humanity had the opportunities to wake up, right? So now think about it. We've had at least three or four harmonic convergence. Plus, we had 2012. We've had lots of ley lines, lots of stargates open, lots of divine energies, right? People are seeking ways to wake up and advance themselves, you know. And now, think about how powerful that would be, David.
I can only imagine, Jane. Yeah.
Right. So now that I've got everybody in this headspace, with your permission, David, I would like to take everybody on a little journey for about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, if that's okay.
It's okay. And then folks that are on the line, Jean will work with as many as she can to do a channeled reading or healing or put forth how you wanted to let people know what would be best, behoove them the best.
Thank you, David. As we take your call, I'm going to give you a choice, and you can decide before we take your call. And your choice will be this: Do you want to know what the universe feels is most important for you to hear right now, or do you want to ask one question? So you can decide that at the time. In the meantime, will you please place your feet flat on the floor, and if you're driving, please do this later. Please don't cross your hands. Please close your eyes. And just know that you are breathing in 100% pure divine peace, the purest form of divine peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your feet chakras. With each gentle breath, allow peace to fill your feet chakras. As peace fills, let all debris and energies that you've picked up along the way walking just release and relax your feet with divine peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your root chakra. Gentle peace with each breath. Filling the room, releasing any stressful energy, any disharmony, nurturing the root chakra with divine peace. Breathe in divine peace. Exhale into your sacral. Have peace with yourself. Gentle peace. Divine peace flows into your sacral. Nurturing peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your navel. Have peace between you and family, you and lovers, you and friends, co-workers, everybody in your life, including yourself. Breathe in divine peace. Exhale into the navel. Gentle nurturing peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your solar plexus. Have peace with all emotional stresses that you might be going through right now. Then release and be replaced with divine gentle peace. Divine peace with each breath releases all disharmony in your solar plexus, nurturing your emotional mental chakra with divine loving peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your heart as gentle divine peace flows into your heart. With each breath, let all this harmony that is holding in your heart chakra to release and be nurtured in love with divine peace. Let the I am within you light up and shine. Let the God within you, the goddess within you, the holy person within you rise and shine. Gentle peace, nurturing peace. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into your throat chakra. Let's also untie and release with each breath all the burdens that you carry that are not your responsibility or no longer needed for you to carry. Let divine peace slide those burdens off your back. Let divine peace relax your shoulders, your arms, divine sacred peace flowing through your vocal cords, larynx and voice box. Breathe in divine peace and exhale into the center of your head. Divine peace flows into pituitary pineal chakra. Divine peace flows into the right and left side of your brain. As divine peace replaces all stresses, all worries, all fears, all illusions releasing. Divine peace, relaxing peace. Divine peace, strengthening your divine connection, strengthening divine truth. Breathe in divine peace, tap into your crown. As your crown chakra releases all disharmony, all stresses, let divine peace with each breath flow into your crown. And also allow it to cascade and gently overflow, floating all around you, all four directions. And with each gentle breath, let peace flow through all seven layers of your auric field. Divine peace with each breath. Divine peace. Alrighty, now that we've got everybody relaxed and tuned in, let's rock, David.
Okay, I'm going to take you folks in the order you called and announce you by area code. I haven't talked to any of you, and area code 205 is first. What's your first name, please?
Hi, David. Hi, team. My name is Patricia. It's always a pleasure, David.
Hi, Patricia.
Always a pleasure,
so glad
when
to hear
on.
Your voice. Thank you.
I know.
Thank
I
you.
I miss you. You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you both
I'll
for taking my
Jane.
Call.
You're welcome.
Jane,
well,
that was beautiful. Yeah, hi, Jane.
Thank
that
you.
Was beautiful meditation. I was almost, you almost put me to sleep. Oh, my God. I needed that. So. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I was channeling the divine for everybody, and bless your
yes.
heart for calling in and participating. Did you
Thank
make
you.
A decision on what you would like?
Yes, I did. And so I would like to know what the spirit source would need for me to know at this time instead of asking a question.
Okay. First of all, please don't give me any information, okay?
Okay.
My guides are saying that there's some toxic situations, some toxic people that you need to walk away from. Can you validate that? Just by saying
I
yes
know.
Or no?
Okay. Yes.
Just say yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Now, we're not insulting these people, okay? So please know that, okay?
Okay.
But for your highest good, for your soul's mission, you have fulfilled all karmic debts with these people. And I don't know if they're friends or families or coworkers because they're not telling me because they want to be discreet for you, okay? You know who they are. We are suggesting that once you breathe in your personal power, right? Just everybody's, I hope everybody's listening. Just how we just breathed in peace, right? From our feet
okay.
chakras all the way up to our crown, right, Patricia?
Yes.
Well, you can do that by breathing in your power. Reclaim your power that you gave away with these people. You're only taking back what is yours, okay? And as soon as you really, really self-love, you're going to cut those cords. As soon as you cut those cords, you're going to see how amazing your life is going to shift, okay? Shift in the ways of new people coming into your life that will advance you for your soul's mission, for humanity, for your soul's mission, for your personal life, okay? Meaning bringing you into universal harmony. What does universal harmony mean? Perfect health, perfect love, perfect success, perfect joy, perfect financial situation, okay? And you can achieve this so much faster if you cut these cords, Patricia, and walk away. Okay?
Okay.
It's stopping you. It's blocking you. It's shackling you. Hang on a second. If you want real fast, I can do this. It'll just take a few seconds. You have a bunch of balls and chains ankled around. From the feeling of obligation, okay, regardless of what it is, okay?
Uh-huh.
I can take them off right now and you're going to notice how light your feet get. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So I have permission. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Taking them off. Now let's heal and release those trapped energies from your feet. Thank you. All righty. Did you feel a difference in your feet?
I felt like a pool. Like I felt an actual pool as you were blowing. Because
what I was doing was removing the trapped emotional dust. Does that make sense the way I said it?
Yes.
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 And that's why you heard me cough.
Yes.
Because I was pulling it out for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I felt the pool, the energy pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to notice, you'll notice the difference, Patricia, you know, and you're also going to notice a really big difference once you say, you know what, Jean's right. I am going to take back my power, and I'm going to breathe back my power into my feet, into my root, into my sacral, all the way up, right to the crown, remember? And we can do that anywhere. You can do it standing in a grocery line. You can do it while you're driving down the car. You can do it while you're laying in bed. You can do it anywhere. It's something you can do anywhere. It's not something you're saying out loud. You're just breathing, right?
Yes.
Right. All right, Patricia, I want to thank you for calling in, and I'm really grateful for you to let me do this for you because it's an honor. Thank you.
No, it's an honor on my behalf. Thank you. David, you know, like always, I love you, and now I love you, Jean. I love you both. And
I love you too.
Many blessings.
And remember, you are worthy.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. You know, Patricia, your voice just, it just, love just mm-hmm. flows from it. Your spirit is
yeah.
just a delight. And
mm-hmm.
thank you for sharing that
That's
spirit with us tonight.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, a lot of
so
us do. You're
Patricia.
Not alone. All right, Patricia,
well,
stay on the line. Just to let folks
I
know,
sure will.
Jean is going to bless water in a few minutes, and I'm going to let her tell you what that's about. Good night, Patricia, and God bless.
Good night.
God bless you, Patricia, and everyone listening and listening later. Many years ago, and I'm going to condense this so I can get on to the next call, I was asked to be a vessel to allow the divine to flow through me to make holy healing water for people to drink and to bless them with. There are testimonials on my website that from people who have received miracles. So this water, when I place my hands over your water, so you might, if you're interested, get your cup, get your glass, get your jug. I have people that have. I had a woman the other day that put out 16-gallon jugs.
Okay.
It has the same healing properties as the waters in Lawrence, France, the Sanskrit well in Jerusalem. It has and the St. Bridget well in Ireland. It is divinely infused. It takes me seconds to do. So everybody who wants to participate, just get it ready. In the meantime, David, we're ready for the – are we doing the next caller or am I
– Yes.
Let's do the
yes.
next caller. That gives people to go
next
water.
Next caller, then we'll do the water. This is area code 504. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm delighted to talk to you.
Oh, hi, Deborah. Thanks
hi, Deborah.
For calling.
Yeah, I was looking at your website and I saw that the St. Bridget, I just thought it was really, really interesting. I know you said not to tell you anything, but I'm wondering about my gifts or any message that you may have for me.
All righty. Well, first of all, thank you for looking at my website and thank you for calling in and blessing us with your presence, Deborah. Yes, absolutely. You have what you need to know from the universe that is for your highest good. Once you step into fully self-trust, right, really trusting yourself, there are more gifts that you have present are going to enhance, but there's more gifts that are going to open. There are some things with the Dark Ages that you need to let go of. Some of, let's say, 16 that I would say confidential that I would not share open and publicly, but I would with you privately, okay?
Okay.
Three hangings. Are there any burnings? Yes. 22 times being burned as a witch, okay? So if you can get yourself, don't panic because really those are low numbers.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously. The confidential one that I won't say publicly, right? If you want to email me, I'll be happy to email you back and tell you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You only had 16. When I did this on myself, like about 10 years ago, I had to remove 200. So once I explain, you're going to be like, oh, my God, you're right. 16 is nothing. Okay? Once you do this, Deborah, and we're not telling you this because we're trying to get you to do a healing with me. You can do this yourself, too. Okay? It just takes time. Okay.
Okay.
Once you get past this, right, what's going to open up is you're going to start then being able to make physical in the sense of energy feeling, okay, if that makes sense the way I'm saying it, and telepathy with your future self in this body for this lifetime that is already in universal harmony. This stuff right now is keeping you timelines below that. Does that make sense the way I said it?
Yeah. People always say I'm a healer, but then I take on their stuff, and I it just makes me stay away from it, actually, because I don't
But it also is bringing up energetically other stuff in the subconscious mind.
Okay.
Yes, you are a healer, and that's why I'm saying once you get all this stuff out of the way, you're going to be able to communicate with your future self in this body. Now, listen, everybody who's listening right now to what I'm saying, right, especially Deborah, once we achieve universal harmony, we are manifesting at the drop of a hat. We are in 100% perfect health. We have stopped aging. We have everything our hearts desire for the highest good for everyone and ourselves. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for you to achieve and meld with your future self in this body, Deborah, that stuff, this stuff is in the way, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But after this stuff is out of the way, you're going to know how not to take on other stuff. Okay? That comes from past life stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything you want to ask about this?
Well, I'm in between jobs right now. I usually, you know, my vibration's so high, I usually that sounds bad, but around the people that I'm around.
Yes.
I usually get run out of a job or have to leave a job, and I'm in between jobs right now, and everybody's like,
just go ahead and
do your own thing. But what is your own thing? And
Deborah. We're trying to tell you your own thing. The reason why it doesn't work out in mainstream work is because that's not where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, you still have to pay the bills, you know.
I understand. But why can't you start something part-time until you feel confident?
Yeah, I'm not confident.
Even if
that's
it's one
key.
Day a week. Even if it's one day a week, why can't you do that? Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah. It's just,
right?
I don't know why I'm so scared of it. I don't know.
I'm telling you why, because of these 16 dark ages, these 3 hangings in the 22 times you were burned as a witch. That is the block, love.
Yeah.
And that is your biggest block that's keeping you from going, you know what, I'm taking that leap of faith.
Is that the same thing that happened to my mother? Because she seems unable to function in this world, if that makes sense. And she's very grouchy.
Yep.
I just don't want to end up like her, you know?
You're not going to unless you choose to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to breathe in your power, right, Deborah? You're going to breathe in your power, right, Deborah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I am probably going to call you because I'd like to move on from all this, this energy that gets thrown at me. I don't like it for sure.
Yep. I hear
entities will single me out.
Yep. I know. I understand. I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm coughing because I'm picking up on the next call.
Okay.
Thank you, Deborah. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Oh,
Deborah,
my goodness. The next.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay. Sounds good. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Good night and God bless. Jean, are you going to be able to bless the water or what would you like to do at this point in time?
Yeah, let's do the water right now.
Okay.
All right. My hands are over everyone's water now, whether you're listening live or in the archives. And your water's ready.
So shall we move on?
Drink it. Yes. yes.
Okay.
Please.
We're going to take 2, at most 3 more callers. And I'm coming to area code 347, and you are live. What is your first name, please? Are you muted by any chance, area code 347? I can't hear you. Okay. I think that they're not paying active attention. I'm going to go to area code 917. And you are live. What's your first name, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's you.
Oh, good. That deep. Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been enjoying the show, man.
Oh, isn't she great? Yeah. What's your name, hon?
Casey in New York.
Katie?
Casey.
Oh, Casey. Okay.
Casey.
Gotcha.
Yes. Thank
okay.
Thank you, Casey, for calling in. Thank you. Oh, God, there's a million things I could ask, so I think I should just go with does Spirit want me to know at this point?
Casey, just say yes or no. Remember, don't give me any information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been feeling pulled to do some writing?
No.
Okay. Do you do poetry?
No.
All right. Let me see why I'm getting writing here. Oh, okay. Not a book, not a poetry. Oh, a letter, writing a letter. Who does Casey need to write a letter to herself? A self-forgiveness letter. Self-forgiveness letter. Hang on. Just bear with me, okay? Health,
okay.
Forgiveness. Don't worry, I won't say anything confidential, I promise. A self-forgiveness letter. You need to write a self-forgiveness letter. And you really need to forgive yourself, okay? And then burn it. That is the biggest thing that the universe wants you to do right now, because once you do that, there is so much love that is waiting like around the corner for you.
Wow.
And I'm not just talking romance love. I'm talking about friendship love, romance love. You know what I mean? Coworker love. You know what I'm saying, right, when I say it like that?
Yes. My life is very empty these days. Not many like-minded.
Right.
Right. Yeah, they've changed.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all those people are waiting to come into your life, Casey. And so the best, we're suggesting, not telling you, we're suggesting that you write a letter, okay? And, I mean, you know, they're not saying that you did anything really horrible, but there's some stuff in there that you need to forgive yourself. You know why? Because you deserve to have those worthy people. Okay, is that what she's forgiving herself for? Yes. Okay, write this down, Casey, please. The reason why you're forgiving yourself is because you forgot your self-worth.
Mm.
Self-worth to have the job you have. Self-worth to have the money that you desire, that, you know, for the vacations, the extra whatever, right? The self-worth of having that, you know, romantic, vibrationally matched partner. And the self-worth of trusting yourself, the self-trust of knowing that you can see the red flags if you need to. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. The thing is, I've done a lot of work. I've been trying to, you know, on forgiving myself, but I obviously having issues with that. I think there's a part of me that is so angry that I'm in the situation I am.
Yeah.
And so
yes.
That's the problem.
That's why right. I'm coughing because you're releasing.
Wow.
But... Right, so when you're writing this letter, forgive yourself, forgive those. Forgive yourself for getting angry. And let the anger be replaced with peace. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And then you're going to see some amazing new doors, windows open up for you. You're going
I was just wondering if this needs to be a long letter, and does it need to be done repeatedly
only
or just
you
one?
Know. No, only you know how long it needs to be, Casey.
Okay.
You know? It's you. It's your letter. You're forgiving yourself for holding on to all this anger, right? You're forgiving yourself for forgetting how worthy you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you forgot that, right? And you're also forgiving those who harmed or hurt you. And this is a teaching for everyone, okay? But specifically for you, Casey, because that's what's keeping the all the other good stuff from coming in. And make a conscious choice to, if you choose, make a conscious choice to cut all 3D cords, because you want to be attached to the 5D vibration, right? You want those kind of people. Yeah. You want that kind of lover. You want that kind of employment. You want that kind of money, that higher vibration, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And Casey, you are so close, honey. You're only 2 timelines away from your future self in this body, who is in universal harmony. So that's pretty close.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So take that. Take this message as writing this letter as, wow, I'm only 2 timelines away. So see, that's really good. So
I'm not.
You're close, girl.
I'm not sure what that. I'm not sure what that means. 2 timelines away.
Well, there are multiple timelines, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everything is happening at the same time. Past, present, future, right? Like,
okay.
So today we got in the car and we pulled out of our driveway and went to the right, right? Well, there's another mm-hmm. part of us that pulled out of the driveway and went to the left.
Oh.
Right.
So those are the
now,
two times.
Now, does that
timing.
Make sense?
Yeah,
what?
I guess so. So I have to pick the better timeline out of the two.
All you got to do is do this letter and really, really let go and forgive yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And then start aligning with your true self. Everyone listening, start aligning with your true self. How do I align with my true self? Chant. I am in alignment with my true self. 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 And you say it and say it and say it until your vibration emanates it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Casey, I want to thank you for calling in and thank you for your presence. I'm really
thank
grateful,
you.
But I know that the show is going to end in less than 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It's been quite a message. And
oh, wait,
thank
I'm
you,
sorry.
David.
It's actually 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Forgive me.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Casey.
So
thank you for calling in and being receptive. You know, that's
yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
all
yes,
right.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Take good
both
care
of
and God bless.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to take one more call, Jean, and then we're going to start to close. We're going to go, and for those of you that I don't call on, Jean's a frequent guest, but I really recommend that you contact her for your own reading. I can't tell you when she's on next. We are going to put her on the schedule, if not already, but I can't announce that date tonight. So just keep up to date with what shows I have coming up. I don't have one logged for next week yet, but there will be a show, so I hope you'll tune in. And I also do a show Monday afternoons at 4 o'clock that's slightly different. It's a talk show format with my co-host, Kat Edwards from Australia, who's been a frequent guest on this show. She's a spirit life coach and a clairvoyant. But it's a topical discussion, and you get to participate if you want. And they generally are topics of a spiritual or heart nature. So look for me at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, same call-in number. And we're going to go to area code 443, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks for
Hi,
tuning in for the show. It's great.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate
Thank
it.
And
Suzanne,
I would love to know. I have made a choice. I would love to know what I need to know for my greater good.
All righty. You need to start paying attention more. Do you realize how much your guides are trying to get your attention? Just say yes or no. Give me any information.
Yes.
All right. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're missing some things. You're missing some things.
Okay.
This is what they're suggesting. They're suggesting, have you tried sitting down in meditation with paper or pen? I mean, pen or pencil?
Yes.
All right. Is there a reason why she's missing some of the messages? Yes. Is it because she needs to hear more than one thing at a time? No, is it because whatever she's receiving needs to then be taken to the next level? Okay, are you understanding what I mean when they say that?
No.
All right, so let's say, here's your example, right? You get your message, mm-hmm. right? You've written it down, right? So
mm-hmm.
now take that message and expand on it, okay? Because that's what that's the missing piece.
Okay.
Don't give me any information, please. It's like this, you know? when they said to me, Jean, why aren't you making water to bless people with? I said, I didn't know I was supposed to do that, right? And then 2 years later, why aren't you making water for people to drink? Well, I didn't hear that clear enough. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That is what your biggest thing. There's deeper messages that need to be expanded from the messages that you're getting. Do you know that you just say yes or no? Do you know that you're going to open up a holistic center if you choose?
No.
Okay, well, you're going to have that option presented from your guide, okay? And then it's your free will to do it. And if Suzanne decides not to do it, is that going to sabotage anything in her life? No. Then another opportunity will be presented to her. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's a crystal shop. No, they're saying healing center. Healing center for children. Do you work with children?
I was a school teacher for 33 years.
Ah. Oh. Ooh. Suzanne. Couldn't you take that to the next level?
I'm thinking about it.
There you go. Sit down with a paper and a pencil or a pen, whatever you like to write with, okay, and expand on the messages, okay, because it's going to be very financially successful for you. It's also going to open up more doors and opportunities for you.
Okay.
And that's if you choose to do it. But if you choose to do it, you will be divinely supported. The money will come, the right people to help you get it set up for a website. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get the right vibrational people, not people who are coming from like a half a cup. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is really exciting.
I'm very excited.
Be excited, Suzanne, because this is really exciting. Because you're going to, along the way, you're going to work with children that you're going to have such a deep soul connection with. And they've been in your life before, and it's just going to help you expand even more, because they're going to say, wouldn't it be fun if we did this? And you're going to think and meditate on it, and you're going to be like, yeah, let's make this work, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're talking outside the box, Suzanne.
Okay.
Well, Jean, we're going to move on to close, and it's been wonderful to have you with us tonight, and God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you, Suzanne, for calling in and for your presence. Thank you, everyone, for your presence. And I want to just remind you that you can find me on GeneOfDivineHealing.com, and I am on YouTube under Gene Selch. And if you want to contact me, please feel free to. And please know that I'm really grateful that you were all here. And thank you for being here and allowing me to be here, David.
Yes, and thank you to the callers who hung in there, even though they didn't get to talk with Gene. That's always gratifying. It shows that you're appreciating the show. So now let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and have a great week. And thank you, Jean.
Thank you, David. And good night, everyone. God bless.
Okay, it was a wonderful show. And Jean, would you be willing to... Oh, there we go.